DFP is diisopropyl phosphorofluorinate. And it is just, it's one of the family of these organophosphorus compounds. And we used it, it was available. Later on, we used less toxic anticholinesterases because we were needing to use it in various experiments. As I say, we normally used things like Ezerin in our bioassays, but we used DFP for in the experiments I did with Alvin Burt, we used DFP to try and inhibit a whole lot of non-specific enzymes that were going to interfere with various things we were looking for, and you did have to be extraordinarily careful with it because it was volatile, so you could inhale it. And you also could absorb it through the skin. So it wasn't a very nice thing to use. In one lot of experiments, when I collaborated with Benarie et al. In the MRC neuropharmacology group, they rang me up and asked whether I would let them have some DFP. And then they asked how you diluted the DFP. And then it became clear that they had no intention of diluting it themselves. They wanted me to come with the DFP and do the dilutions for them. And I was not very happy about transporting DFP from Babrum to the Addenbrooke site where they worked. So we went very, very early one morning, and I was escorted by somebody who had various kind of things in case we had an accident. He had oximes to inject, and he had strong sodium hydroxide to spread about the place. Anyhow, we arrived safely at Addenbrooke's about 7:15 in the morning when there was no one else about, because the lab was a shared lab with lots of people who could, you know, come in and out. And that's why we did it first thing. And I did the dilutions for them, and we used, injected the animals, etc., did whatever was necessary. And we had put up a notice outside saying, experiment in progress, keep out. But when we got outside, the notice then read, experiment in progress, suicide in progress, keep out. In those days, general safety and biosecurity was nothing like the issue it is now, and one just had to depend on common sense and also, to some extent, lack of knowledge. And we knew that DFP was very nasty and you had to handle it with care. And so we did. We handled it with great care. We wore gloves, we wore plastic aprons, we had the oximes, we had everything ready. But there was one time when I was asked by our radio protection officer if I would dispose of some chemical for him. I didn't know what it was. And it was some radioactive DFP, and it was covered in instructions about radioactivity, half-life, precautions, etc., but not a word about having to be careful about the DFP. And he only asked me to do it because he knew that we took precautions with our DFP. Pam, that was one of the oximes that we used. We would have used, we never had to use it, but it was available to reverse the effects of the inhibition. But some of the inhibition, I can't remember which, whether it was Soman or Sarin or which, the effect of the anticholinesterase was so immediate, you could not reverse it, but other ones you could. And I think DFP, the fact that we had oximes ready, I think suggests that DFP, you know, was reversible if you got on with it quickly.